Hey boys, tubers, how's it going? How was your day so far? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. Okay, the video I picked today is probably one of the most helpful videos I've seen. It's given you a lot of insight on how to manage your side hustles and actually have a better life with it instead of it eating you. Now, speaking of side hustles, Ride the Vibes, the podcast by VoiceTube Studios, also talked about this topic. So if you want to learn more about it, not only can you watch this video, you can also listen to that on our podcast. All right, let's go through our sentence of the day. Here it goes. A side hustle can definitely help you achieve these goals, but not without proper research and planning. Okay, one more time. A side hustle can definitely help you achieve these goals, but not without proper research and planning. Okay, now it's time for us to move on to the vocabulary. The first word we're going to look at is planning. Planning. Now, this is a noun. Planning is the act of deciding how to do something. So plan is a verb. And if you say planning, this is a noun. And it's actually a very common noun that people would use. So you can say, it took me months of planning to finally launch my podcast. So remember, right over here, the verb that I use is take. It takes time. So planning this entire process, it takes a lot of time. So here you would use take, or in this case, this is a past tense, it's took. All right, next we want to look at the word, which is also the most important word in this entire video. And of course, our sentence is side hustle. Side hustle. All right, this is a noun. A side hustle is a piece of work or a job that you get paid for doing in addition to doing your main job. So a lot of the common jobs or side hustle, it means the same thing in Taiwan is probably food delivery. We have lots of motorcycles here and you can see a lot of food deliveries here. So it's one of the most common side hustles that people in Taiwan are doing. And of course, there's a lot of people driving either Uber or Lyft. This is also a very common thing in North America. And also with COVID-19, everybody is quarantining at home. So food delivery business is actually doing pretty well and is a very, very common side hustle around the world. All right, so here's an example sentence for you. You know, so there's a lot of reason why people do side hustles. And this is one of the reasons. She had to keep a side hustle in order to pay her rent. Because nowadays, I feel like people are just not making enough money. And it's quite common. It's a phenomenon that's happening around the world. I feel bad about it, but, you know, you gotta just do what you gotta do to survive. And for all the people who have side hustles, I'm really proud of you. Just keep working hard. All right, next, we want to look at the word proper. Proper. This is an adjective. It means real, satisfactory, suitable, or correct. Now, here's an example sentence for you. You can say, I don't think I want to talk to a person without proper manners. Now, proper manners here, it actually, you know, the whole sentence, it basically just means I don't want to talk to a rude person. Because if you're a rude person, you do not have correct manners. You do not have suitable manners. That's why we say proper manners. All right, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording, and I will see you next time.